Blackstone Audio presents Time's Eye, Book One of A Time Odyssey. By Arthur C. Clarke and Stephen Baxter. Cities and thrones and powers stand in time's eye, almost as long as flowers, which daily die. But as new buds put forth to glad new men, out of the spent and unconsidered earth, the cities rise again. Rudyard Kipling. Part 1. Discontinuity. Chapter 1. Seeker. For 30 million years, the planet had cooled and dried, until in the north ice sheets gouged at the continents. The belt of forest that had once stretched across Africa and Eurasia, nearly continuous from the Atlantic coast to the Far East, had broken into dwindling pockets. The creatures who had once inhabited that timeless green had been forced to adapt or move. Seeker's kind had done both. Her infant clinging to her chest, Seeker crouched in the shadows at the fringe of the scrap of forest. Her deep eyes, under their bony hood of brow, peered out into brightness. The land beyond the forest was a plain.